Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, I'm your host, Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. It's March 28th, and on this day, 55 years ago today, there was a great sadness in America with the loss of one of our greatest leaders, who most people refer to by his famous nickname, Ike. He was the 34th U.S. president and one of the most highly regarded generals of World War II. On this day in 1969, Dwight D. Eisenhower died of heart failure at the age of 78. A native of Texas, Eisenhower graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point in 1915 and steadily rose in the peacetime ranks of the U.S. Army. After the U.S. entered World War II, he was appointed commanding general of the European Theater of Operations and quickly won the respect of his Allied counterparts. Known as a brilliant leader and administrator, in January 1944, he was appointed the Supreme Allied Commander of Operation Overlord, including the D-Day invasion of France. He was elected president in 1952 and re-elected in a landslide 4 years later. Surprising fact? After returning from war, Eisenhower also briefly served as president of Columbia University and as Supreme Commander of NATO forces. Also on this day in history, in 1774, the British Parliament passed the Coercive Acts, known to American colonists as the Intolerable Acts. In 1979, the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island occurred. And in 1984, the Baltimore Colts football organization infamously packed up and headed to Indianapolis in the middle of the night. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.